You construct your own boat to get to Uglavaria, and you grow weary of the wars over oil and want to fight for something that really matters. Innocent little flowers. You convert an old car into a sailboat using spare parts and have put a motor that runs on seawater. The engine giving off a feline-like purr as you buzz through the waves. When you realize you can't smoke weed in Uglavaria, you decide to retire to Lake Crump. You roll your sailboat jalopy up to Crump Lake. You float around the lake, eating fish and drinking beers that the campers give you for telling them lake tales and selling them nice fish now and then. You rarely hear news from the outside world. It's a nice life. In your dreams, Uglavaria calls to you. You dream it's the big national Uglavarian holiday, Uglafest. A full week of drunken revelry. The price of brosh is halved. Everything stays open till 2. Parades, floats, carnivals in the streets. You dream that you are drunk among the festiveness. You long to be there. You have this dream at least once a week. You always wake up with a strange longing for a homeland that you've never seen. The land of your great-grandfather who died before you were born. Maybe next year you'll go. This year you plan to catch fish on your sailboat jalopy and relax. You plan on next summer being your introduction to your homelands. But during the course of the year, your car boat is stolen. You begin getting horrid migraines and nosebleeds. Looks real bad, and you can't afford to go to a doctor. You don't even have transportation to get to one anyway. You lay for hours and even days at a time in your shack, decimated by the pain. On your good days, you fish and look for herbs in the woods that might possibly help.